On that day, Adonai will be one and God's name one, a vision of unity and redemption in the Haftarah for the first day of Sukkot, chapter 14, the conclusion of the prophecy of Zechariah.
Welcome to the Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbeck, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
Lo, a day of Adonai is coming when your spoil shall be divided in your very midst. For I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem for war. The city shall be captured, the houses plundered, and the women violated. And a part of the city shall go into exile. But the rest of the population shall not be uprooted from the city. Then Adonai will come forth and make war on those nations, as God is wont to make war on a day of battle. On that day, God will set foot on the Mount of Olives near Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall split across from east to west, and one part of the mount shall shift to the north and the other to the south, a huge gorge. And the valley in the hills shall be stopped up, for the valley of the hills shall reach only to Atzal. It shall be stopped up as it was stopped up as a result of the earthquake in the days of King Uzzah of Judah. And Adonai, my God, with all the holy beings, will come to you. In that day there shall be neither sunlight nor cold moonlight, but there shall be a continuous day. Only Adonai knows when, of neither day nor night, and there shall be light at eventide. In that day fresh water shall flow from Jerusalem, part of it to the eastern sea and part to the western sea, throughout the summer and winter. And Adonai shall be king over all the earth. In that day Adonai shall be one with one name. V'haya Adonai l'melech al kol ha'aretz b'yom ha'u, yiyeh Adonai echad u'shmo echad. And then the whole country shall become like the Araba, from Geva to Rimon, south of Jerusalem. The latter, however, shall perch high up where it is, and shall be inhabited from the gate of Benjamin to the site of the old gate, down to the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. Never again shall destruction be decreed, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. As for those peoples that warred against Jerusalem, Adonai will smite them with his plague. Their flesh shall rot away while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall rot away in their sockets, and their tongues shall rot away in their mouths. In that day a great panic from Adonai shall fall upon them, and everyone shall snatch at the end of another, and everyone shall raise his hand against everyone else's hand. Judah shall join the fighting in Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the nations round about, vast quantities of gold, silver, and clothing, shall be gathered in. The same plague shall strike the horses, the mules, the camels, and the asses. The plague shall affect all the animals in those camps. All who survive of all those nations that came up against Jerusalem shall make a pilgrimage year by year to bow low to the king Adonai Tzevaot and to observe Chag HaSukkot. Any of the earth's communities that does not make the pilgrimage to Jerusalem to bow low to the king Adonai Tzevaot shall receive no rain. However, if the community of Egypt does not make this pilgrimage, it shall not be visited by the same affliction with which Adonai will strike the other nations that do not come up to observe the Chag HaSukkot. Such shall be the punishment of Egypt and of all other nations that do not come up to observe Chag HaSukkot. In that day, even the bells on the horses shall be inscribed, Kodesh L'Adonai. The metal pots in the house of Adonai shall be like the basins before the altar. Indeed, every metal pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holy to Adonai Tzevaot. And all those who sacrifice shall come and take of these to boil their sacrificial meat in. In that day there shall be no more traders in the house of Adonai Tzevaot.
Oh,
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Holker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu.